Kiddushin Perak Aleph Mishnah Hey. Nechasim Sheish Lehem Achrayas. Nechasim that have Achrayas, that's land. Achrayas means something that you're chozer to, that you go back to. Land, people always go back to land. Like the word Achrayas, responsibility, same type of thing. It's not something you just leave and don't go back to, don't care about it anymore. It's something that you're always thinking about, always going back to. And the reason that land is like this, because land lasts forever. And the malve, the lender, can always go back to the land if the borrower doesn't pay him back and the borrower sells this land, the collateral, which is the land, he sells it, the lender can always go back to this land. Nechosim sheish l'machrayis, that's what it is. So land is niknin bekesef uvishtar uvechazaka. You become a land with kesef. It says nirmiya sadas bekesef yiknu. And by kesef, if there are places where when you buy land, you can't just pay money, you have to also write the shtar, then it doesn't work. Just giving money doesn't work until you actually have a document as well. Uvishtar, and also you can be kona land with a shtar. The same pasuk in Yirmiyah says, v'chosav b'sefer v'chosam. So we see a shtar works, and that means a shtar works by itself. The only time a shtar works by itself is by a matana, or if a guy wants to get rid of something that's just causing him a big headache. But by a sale, it would only work a shtar with money. Uvichazaka, and also by chazaka. Chazaka is using a property which is showing your ownership of it. So for example, if you dig a little into it, or you lock it, or open it, or things like that, in front of the seller. But if it's not in front of the seller has to say, Lech chazik ukni, go and be mechazik it. And the reason that we know, the Rav says, that you can be kona karka just with chazaka, the Torah says, Virishtem osa vishaftem ba. Vishaftem means you dwell in it, you use it. That's how you yarshin it. Visha ein lahem achrayis, ein niknin ela b'mashicha. And the chosim that don't have achrayis, which is, let's say, for example, a shirt, something that's not land, ein niknin ela b'mashicha. The only way that you become a shirt is with mashicha. And the Rav seems to be learning that this Mishnah is going aliba d'reit shlokish. Reish Lakish holds that midiyaraisa, the kinyan is by mashicha, is when the buyer takes the object for himself. That's what makes something kona midiyaraisa, not the giving of the money. But according to Rabbi Yochanan holds that midiyaraisa money is kona. But because we're afraid that what may happen, that if you pay for something, the seller doesn't own it anymore, midiyaraisa, and let's say it's wheat, and the wheat is sitting in his attic, and it may burn, and when the seller sees it burning in his attic, he's going to be like, I don't care, it's not my wheat anymore, the guy paid for it. And since we're afraid of that, the Rabbanan said that you're not kona it until you, the buyer, take it for yourself. And according to that, Tosfos Center points out, the Gemara is actually not talking about Midiraisa, but it's talking about Midirabanan, that it's only Niknin El B'Mashicha. Mishnah continues, Nechosim She'ein Lahem Achrayis, Niknin Im Nechosim She'esh Lahem Achrayis. Nechosim that don't have Achrayis, so let's say a shirt, Kibikona Agav Nechosim that have Achrayis. In other words, even though you can't be Kona a shirt with money, like we just said, by itself, you need to do Mashicha. Nevertheless, if a shirt is on, let's say, a piece of property, or doesn't even have to be on it, you can be connecting, the seller can say that I'm being kona the shirt agav the land. This is called kinyan agav, that through being kona the land, in any way that the land is kona, I'm also with it, tied to it, kona a shirt. So for example, land, you can be kona with money, with kesef, like we said, and therefore, I can't be kona a shirt with kesef until I take it. But land, I can be kona with kesef even when I don't take it. So therefore, if I'm kona the shirt, agav the land, and I just pay money, the shirt is mine, even without taking it. And that can be done with kesef, bekesef, uvishtar, v'chazaka. All the three ways that you're kona the land, you can be kona metaltalin. And also vice versa. V'zaykin nechosim she'en lahem achrayis, es nechosim she'esh lahem achrayis, lishav alayin. The din is that we do not swear on land, ein nishbon al karkos, in a case where a person is chayiv to swear. We do, however, do a Gilgul Shvua. A Gilgul Shvua is once we make a guy swear on Metaltalin, Agav, he swears on Metaltalin, he also then swears on land. And Gilgul Shvua, we learn out from Sota, we have this in Sota, that once we make the woman swear regarding this other man that she was choshed with, Agav that, we also make her swear that she didn't do anything with any other man, or while she was in the status of Erisin, which the dinim of Sota don't apply, only Dafka by Nisuin. But nevertheless, Agav, she makes a Shvua, by Nisuin, she makes a Shvua for that too.